Stroke of Light, a portrait of Taiwan through the eyes of painters, sculptors, filmmakers, and photographers.
Hello, and welcome back to Stroke of Light. I'm Jake Chen. Last week, we began our conversation with Anna Maria Micu, an oil painter from Romania who has brought her latest series of paintings to Taipei City to the Mindset Art Center. We talked to her last week about her paintings, more specifically about her unique rendering of light and the inspiration behind it. What strikes me as much as her paintings is her approach, her devotion to the craft of painting. In my experience of interviewing artists, even the top-tier ones often have doubts and inconsistencies. But Ms. Micu seems to be very, very at peace with her state of mind. So I asked her to take us back all the way to the beginning, to the start of her artistic career. Because I want to find out just where did she get that very first spark which ignited this passion that has lasted for so long.
Actually, I did not decide it in my 20s. I decided when I was really, really young.
Okay.
When I was 14 years old.
Okay.
My mother was a math... she's a math teacher.
Okay.
And she somehow... knew how to guide me to pursue this line of work.
Art?
Math.
Okay, all right.
And I was pretty good at it. But somehow when it was the time to choose my high school, after being accepted in a math high school, I changed my profile. And that decision was done for me, and after that I began my life as an artist. I knew nothing about art at that time, and I started to learn the basics. And in my 20s I faced a very difficult world for me to accept. Painting was not very kindly looked upon.
In Romania
at that time, because we were just after the revolution and conceptual art was very well regarded. It was very well received, considered the most interesting thing that there is to see and do.
And commercially viable?
Not commercially, because it, at that time... Hi, welcome. At that time, there was no discussion about commercial or anything. It was only about what is pure art and what is not. At least in the discussion I took part. And what I did was not accepted as a pure form of art because of my my medium. In Romania, at that time, video works were more favored. Or photography, and that was something I just didn't know how to do. So my 20s, although I was determined to continue to paint because this was what I liked to do and knew how to do, I was not very conscious that it will lead me somewhere. So even more confused than what you talked about.
Right.
So the clarity came after those 10 years of practice that I told you about. I have some clarity now that I did not have in my 20s. And the clarity comes from practice. I know this for sure. It does not come from the environment of... It does not come from artistic trends or from commercial success or from things like this. It comes from practice.
This is, in fact, fascinating to me. I see her as a highly unique and exceedingly talented individual. And for a moment, I had assumed that she must have had this very different childhood, in that she was a child prodigy and she discovered and insisted on her talent very, very early on. But surprisingly, that wasn't the case. Miss Miku has, in fact, gone through a period of teenage confusion just like the most of us. And even when she did not follow her parents' advice and eventually applied for an art-focused high school in her late teens, at that point she was still not quite clear as to what it would entail, what kind of career she could have, and what kind of prospect is waiting for her as she graduates. She chose oil painting on top of that. It is a traditional art form which, in her own words, was far from the rising trend or the most popular thing to do in the art field in post-revolution Romania. The impressive thing is, she chose her field and just devoted herself entirely into it with almost no consideration of what she could gain from it. My question for her as an artist is also a question that I, along with many others, have about life in general. Just how does one gain that understanding to find clarity in one's vocation? More specifically, what does one have to do, either in life or in a professional field, to really gain that very high level of clarity about oneself so that one would no longer hesitate about her work, life, and just totally devote to every moment?
Okay.
Otherwise, although you have been a good student or had the best teachers, it's still not happening to you. You have to wait these 10 years.
Okay.
And I'm very confident about saying this because I noticed the effect on me and on the works I did.
Of your own progression?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So, this thing about progress is today in contemporary art sort like something resembling the fool's gold, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we are in this age where it's said that progress, it's not possible anymore.
Hmm.
And for me, it's, of course, I understand modern day contemporary theories, and I agree with them. But it's very difficult to accept them as truth because I know that progress was possible for me as an individual. So from this gap, many ideas of mine came through. I believe in practice. I believe in daily practice. I believe that some things are possible. And part of this project and also a previous project of mine that is quite recent, the concept was that it is possible for me as a woman approaching my 40s to live alone in an apartment and produce some sort of art that is significant to other people. This was a challenge at first because if you are a decent enough human being, of course you have to doubt yourself. I mean, we
we all do, definitely. I still do.
And every time you start doing something, there is this thought in your head that, yeah, but maybe you're not good enough, maybe you will fail. I mean, it's almost guaranteed that you will fail. What is the point of doing it? What is the point of drawing? What is the point of painting? And I try to force myself through these ideas and following this concept that there is a point and somehow a result it's possible for me to achieve. And if maybe the result will elude me at some point, I'm satisfied with the process of pursuing it.
I understand.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to live.
I ask Miku about how she can tune out the outside noises. This is a task that I find extremely difficult to deal with, especially in this highly connected world we live in, where everyone can't seem to get away from others' gaze.
Of course I respect others' opinion, but yeah, I suppose it would not matter. Because you are alone in your studio. It's a very lonely life. And it doesn't matter if there is no one with you. It doesn't matter what opinion they had 2 months ago or 2 years ago. When you are alone and you have to face yourself and your...
To be alone, to face oneself, and to find clarity, not by looking elsewhere, not by considering all the other alternative, or what is the latest trend, or the biggest upside that one could gain at the end of the other side, but to just devote oneself totally and entirely into the making of one craft. That's how Anna Maria Miku has faced herself in the last 2 decades as an artist. That's why her work has so much clarity in it. I would go as far as to say, even if she's not an artist, she would still produce outstanding work in whatever field she's in, precisely because of this level of clarity. Thank you for joining me for Stroke of Light. I'm Jake Chen. We'll continue our conversation next week. Talk to you then.